Next item.
Item number six, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report providing a status update on the courthouse fire. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. So during our agenda set, it was asked by the co-chairs to provide a quick update relative to the status of the courthouse fire restoration work, and I'm happy to do that. If desired, I also have a gentleman here in attendance this morning, Andy Tran, who is one of our staff members, an engineer that is coordinating a lot of the work with the electrical contractor as we get across the finish line. So if you need any or want any technical background information in terms of what's going on, happy to provide that. But as I noted in the report, the restoration work continues. A lot of that restoration work is basically going from now that we've got permanent power, taking that permanent power source and getting it appropriately distributed across the complex. And that first chart you can see, well, it doesn't mean much to me. I don't know if it means much to you. It's just simply basically an illustration of us replacing all of the electrical panels and transformers, capacitors, generators, and UPS equipment that needs to be replaced so that we have the power appropriately distributed. One of the challenges that we had was building out a new power supply and connecting that to all of the various transformers. Wanted to make sure that that new power supply doesn't cause any problems with the old transformer. So working with our insurance fund and trying to identify what should be replaced, we worked with them and basically came with the solution that, yes, replacements around transformers and that sort of thing need to be taken care of as well. So you can see that's what this basically schedule is. Our hope is that we will have all of this work completed. You can see the latest here is August 9th on the chart, but what I'd like to do is kind of frame it as more like toward the end of August, first part of September. So that's kind of a summary of the work that's going on. Turning to page two, cause and origin, nothing new there to report. We had in an earlier report earlier this year had basically said that it was concluded that the fire occurred in a capacitor located in the courthouse basement. Much of the smoke damage was due to the burning of the oil within that capacitor. And Cincinnati Insurance and Lexington, the fund reinsurer, continue to investigate the cause and origin of the fire, and we have no report from them. In terms of just kind of a checks and balances in terms of costs incurred and reimbursements from the fund, that's what the next chart is. And you can see the chart illustrates all of the payments that we've made out to the general contractor, Universal Restoration, and also Kelman. And that total payout is just a little over $16.7 million thus far. In terms of reimbursements from the fund, you can see total reimbursements are at about $16.5 million. So we are owed yet approximately $246,000 and expect to have that paid out. In addition to that, work continues, and we expect to get reimbursements, continued reimbursements from the fund. We've yet to receive reimbursements from the fund as it relates to our own internal costs. There's expenses that have been incurred by the sheriff's office, if you recall, expenses from facilities and so forth. All of that totals about approximately $550,000, and we expect to receive reimbursement on those funds as well. One of the questions that has been asked logically is what's this all going to cost? Right now I can tell you that the total cost is going to be somewhere between $18 and $20 million. Again, I want to emphasize that at this point we continue to hear back from our carriers that any of those costs associated with the fire will be fully reimbursed as they have been noted in this chart. But right now it looks like it's going to be landing somewhere between $18 and $20 million. So I think that is it for my kind of summary, and I'm happy, pleased to take any questions that you might have.
Supervisor Lipkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure we're not parsing things too carefully. When we say that the insurer says they'll cover anything associated with the fire, is there a dispute about any expenses in terms of what we are saying are expenses related to the fire and what they are acknowledging are related to the fire? Are there any expenses that they have said are, you know, yes, you've incurred them, but we don't think that that's a cost mm-hmm. that we have to pay?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, there are nothing of any consequence. It's one of the reasons why we're working on a $18 to $20 million range is that at some point in time, you know, all parties are going to agree to sign a proof of loss. There are a couple items that, you know, weeks pass, months pass. We were debating, if you will. I think one that I can speak about is a particular generator where they felt that perhaps that was not needing to be replaced due to the was the cause of the fire. So I think that that's might be one item, supervisor, that I can think of. But in terms of is there any debate between the county and the fund in terms of reimbursement? No, not really. I mean, except for maybe this generator. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I can convey. I think that's probably it.
How big a item are we talking? Is that a $500,000 item, or is that a $2 million discrepancy, or?
Chairman, supervisors, I can get back to you specifically. I think it's somewhere around $250,000. And we have set aside, if you recall, there was two accounts working with the comptroller last year, two accounts set up. One was a $200,000 account that was set up and then there was a $2 million account. So the $200,000, from my recollection, was set up for us to the extent that there was something that we had identified as we were doing all the inspections that needed to be repaired but wasn't due to the fire, that we would then have that come, we'd be able to take funds out of that $200,000. And then there's a $2 million account where basically to the extent that it was not covered, but it's work that needed to get done, and I believe, let's say if it's a $250,000 for that generator, I believe that that would be coming out of the $2 million account. But I can follow up with you if you like.
I appreciate it. So are you able to better explain why there's such a range left? I guess I still don't quite understand that. Between 18 and 20 million, if we're this close to the end and assuming that we know all of the work that is yet to be done and that there are contracts in place, why is there still a $2 million open range on that?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, supervisors, I'll tell you this, is that split the difference and you know where we pretty much are. What we're trying to do is just, since nothing has been signed at this point, what I'd like to do is remain conservative in providing you that range. But we are working with the fund and have a much tighter number. But just to be conservative, I want to give you a little bit broader range.
On a related item later, we have the insurance issue, item 9, I think it is. And we've been informed that the $250,000 aggregate deductible will increase to $1.5 million, and our per claim deductible of $500 will be $5,000. Do you relate this to the fire at all, the fact that we have a large claim? And also, would you expect that we will get to that 1.5 aggregate deductible? Is that a yearly thing that we normally would hit?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, Supervisors, if you don't mind, I would like to defer to that, to Amy, our Risk Management Director, that question when she gives her presentation, or if she wants to do it now, that's fine. I mean, yeah. She's...
Okay. Madam Clerk, why don't you just call item 9 so that we can be discussing this and everybody knows.